The national posted price on peanuts stayed the same this week, still $424.51 per ton for runner-type peanuts. Shell market has gone up a little bit to 56 cents a pound on jumbo runners. They were at the 50-cent level earlier this year, but now the supply is tightening up as this crop may not be as big as they first thought. The peanut crop estimate so far now is only down about 1% from last month and still 4% bigger than last year, with a 3,100,000 ton peanuts produced in the U.S. The loan program has good news. We made loans last year in the 2015 crop of 2,233,000 tons, and all of those will be paid back. That is good news for the peanut program, that all the peanuts placed in the loan have been bought out and paid up, and they'll not have to utilize those in a forfeiture situation. The good news is that the export market picked it up. USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service has just released the numbers through September. They say that the total exports now is 527,000 metric tons. That is up 64.5% over last year. Last year we exported 320,000 tons. But overall, the big buyer was China. China bought 170,000 tons, and that's up a lot. Behind them is Vietnam. The third one is Mexico, and also Japan and Canada, all buying U.S. peanuts and increasing that exports up 64% from January through September. I'm Tyron Spribman for Southeast AgNet.